Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
We are going to talk about mindset and speaking life this week. And this comes on the heels of the Ambassador Zoom that Pam put together for the ambassadors, but Dr. Dawn was the guest on there. And, you know, we all thought we were going to talk about the shake and get some information about that. But Dr. Dawn ended up just kind of, I mean, he took control of this Zoom and he spoke so much life into us. And it's creating a ripple effect that is just amazing in the ambassadors and the leaders, the top leaders. So I want to talk about this week. And the reason it's so important is because, you know, we can put everything back to biblical beginnings. Okay. So we have, verses in the Bible that, you know, say things like take no thought saying from Matthew 6, where it talks about seeking the kingdom of God first and do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. You know, just holding your thoughts captive and not letting yourself worry and be afraid, holding your thoughts captive. That's from 2 Corinthians 10:5. And the reason that we want to do this is because every single thought that you have, every single thought that passes through your mind, it plants a tree in your mind. You can actually see physiologically now through a scan, you can see how a thought travels in your mind and you can see what it does. And every thought that you have literally looks like a tree in your brain from the neurons firing and just the way that it forms. And what is so interesting, and all of this is from Dr. Caroline Leaf, who spoke at Green Carpet over the summer last year. Carla Burns put together a service at Bayside Church where Mark and Cindy go. And Dr. Caroline Leaf was the guest speaker. And she is, let me get her title for you. She's a cognitive neuroscientist. She has a PhD in communication pathology. And she specializes in neuropsychology. So this lady, I mean, she is brilliant. And she taught on these trees. You know, she taught us all about these trees. And she explains that everything you do is first a physical thought in your physical brain. You think and then you do, which cycles back to the original thought, changing it, and the thoughts connected to it in a dynamic inner relationship, is what she says. So what all that means is if your thinking is toxic, then your communication and behavior are toxic and vice versa. So when you have a negative thought in your mind, the tree that it plants looks like a withered, it looks like the Charlie Brown tree. If you know the Charlie Brown Christmas tree where it's withered and kind of drooping and it's just not vibrant. But when you have positive thoughts in your mind, the trees that creates are, they have tons of branches. The trunk of the tree looks strong. You know, it's a healthy tree that is growing, and that's what it looks like. So, I mean, we know from just science that the thoughts that we have in our mind, they affect our behavior. They affect our actions. And Dr. Caroline Leaf, you know, if you read her research, thoughts can shape your future. You know, what you think about yourself and what you say about yourself, you know, the things that you think, it's important. It is vital to your success. It is vital to your well-being, just overall well-being. So that's why this is so important. And I want us as leaders to talk about this week. So we're going to talk about how we can speak life over ourselves, how we can control those thoughts, what we can do to make sure that we're getting the right positive influence into our minds so that we're planting those trees that are healthy and growing and we are taking those thoughts captive, like it says in 2 Corinthians 10. So that's what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about things like how to stay okay, you know, how to focus on yourself, how to find joy, and how to focus on restoration and the word refresh. So, and all of that is for 2017. So we're gonna talk about all this. I'm excited about it. So I'm looking forward to going through this with you as we go on.
It draws me in, oh, to tell you.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.